Call the meeting to order at 6:38. Can we do the Pledge of Allegiance, please? I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the Republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. Roll call, please.
Is it going to be necessary?
Everybody's coughing.
Commissioner Chase?
Present.
Commissioner Carver is absent. Commissioner Plakis?
Present.
Commissioner Schober is absent. Commissioner Beaupree is absent. Commissioner Hillman is absent. Commissioner Barlow is absent. Commissioner Stone?
Present.
And Commissioner Mathewson is absent. So for purposes of this meeting, you do not have a quorum, and it's going to be informational, so
correct,
the votes can be taken.
All right. Thank you. Alterations to the agenda? I don't think we can do that. Okay. Remarks from the public regarding items on the agenda. Remarks from the public. Okay, we will skip number six as far as approving last month's meeting minutes. Recreation's director's report. I'm sorry. We could read if you really can't speak, Pete.
Change or two. So I notice on this one the fields aren't marked. But I was more focused on the trails at one point, but now I'll take an overall look. When it is complete, there are four kiosks at the facility, and these will be blown up to 3 foot by 4 foot so that the public can take a look at them, and that'll have also a "you are here" location at each of the kiosks appropriate to where they are. So that hopefully will improve the use of the trails instead of just using one trail. They can use them all.
Yeah, and as we've identified before, I think right now there's three or four different maps on our website. You know, we had a fairly good one, but there were still some very old ones poking around, so we should be able to use some variation of this on the website to identify the trails.
And then the other one is the youth lacrosse program has an entirely new board of directors. The Ventrescas, who got the program started, oh man, maybe 12 years ago, maybe 13, a long time ago. Neither of them are involved in the program. John's last year was this past year. So they have a whole new board. And in the spring, lacrosse and soccer meet with myself and John Carlson, the director of Public Works, and we map out the field usage for the spring season. Obviously giving priority to lacrosse since it's in season and trying to work around the soccer season, which starts usually in last week of April, first week of May. Lacrosse will get out there is right around April 1st, maybe in a few days in March, depending on field conditions. So we'll be meeting with them in the next couple of weeks, just waiting to hear from soccer on their availability prior to setting that meeting up. One of the other ones, of course, the last one on the first page, I got an email from the principal at the high school notifying us that we won't be able to use the high school for summer camp due to their sports teams being able to practice out of season with their coach. So they'll be having the weight room, the fields, the courts, whatever else they need. So kind of a shock for us since that is the ideal location. We have used tile before when the roof was being fixed at the high school. Much smaller, facilities aren't as nice or as large. Can we make do? Yes, but it's certainly not an ideal location for us at all. So we'll see how that goes. We'll have some discussion going down the road.
Yeah, one of the other factors in that is that they, part of that same email to Pete was they're going to start the turf field project. They said May 10th.
Yeah, 28 maybe?
No, May 20th, I think.
20th, that's correct.
The 20th. Which is
returning the
Kate, field? You went to the Board of Ed meeting. That
yeah.
Those are real dates, right?
Is this on? Okay. Yes, those are real dates, and it's going to take 2.5 months to complete, and they plan on having it done so football could start practicing.
And soccer and all the other sports.
And soccer. I mean, obviously, it was, you know, football
but,
was what
but
they
what's
said.
What's ironic about that to me is that that says to me they won't be having graduation outside on the turf field. Nobody said that. I'm not putting that. But yeah. If they're starting that project,
that'll be best May 20th, discovered in May.
They're not having graduation outside.
Rocky, right. This is a quick point on, sure. on that. I mean, it's obviously, you know, beyond our responsibility.
Yeah.
But when we've talked in the past about just field needs, facilities needs, and so forth, and the subject of replacing the high school turf field has come up, the question always was, you know, how is it going to be paid for? So I guess that's my question. How is it going to be paid
for? There was a bond.
I see.
Yeah. There was a bond for that and the turf field that was voted on.
Oh, I didn't realize that.
Yes.
Oh. Mm-hmm. Or I had forgotten.
It was actually during the last election, right?
Yeah.
That was part of the last election.
I guess yeah. I remember now. Thanks, though.
And they can't do the track and turf field at the same time, I don't believe. I think it's just right, they're just doing the turf field.
Yeah. So. Do you know which one they're doing first?
The turf field.
Turf field.
Because it doesn't make sense
but
to do the
can.
Track and then nope. drive.
They are doing something. I don't know. I would have to go. I only listened to that meeting three times, literally. But
yeah, because I read the meeting minutes of the Board of Ed.
They do.
It's not time.
They're going to tear it up and then they work on part of it and then they go back to part of it and then they work on the next part. It's really an interesting process.
But I think what that says to me is probably next summer you're going to have the same thing. Because they're going to be doing the track next summer.
Oh, I think it's all happening this year.
No, the following summer they'll do the track. They're doing the turf field this year.
No, they're doing the whole thing.
Oh, I didn't think they could do both.
Oh, no, they're doing
the
entire project. Yeah.
Good.
Yeah. And I guess that has to impact the track team and the lacrosse team. They can't use either of those facilities, and the season doesn't end until second week of June. So I'm not sure where they're going to
play. Maybe their schedules have gotten shifted so they're not going to be playing home. Or they can play in a grass field if they had to. But anyway.
Hello, Camp Oakfield.
It's good they're doing it.
Yeah. It certainly needs it, that's for sure. But
yeah, I think it's 18 years they got out of that. And a lot of other schools are getting 10.
Yeah.
So
it's all in how you take care of it.
It was, yeah, it was well maintained.
Certainly
Steve
did a nice
took
job.
Very good care of it, so we have to make sure that we do the same thing.
It seemed like they just did it.
Maintenance, right?
That's all about maintenance.
That's our mantra.
Before we move, I don't know, Peter, are you done with your report? Because before we move on, I just want to ask one question about this map. You have the fitness stations all marked on here. Are these all functional?
No, we made a report on that 2 years ago.
I know, that's why I'm at, because they're all on here. That's why I'm asking.
Well, we want them on there, but we have to somehow figure out and get money to
little
maintain
by little.
Them and get the signs made again. We have all the info now.
Yep, we do.
So,
okay, thanks.
Okay, report from finance. Yeah, I mean, I looked at it. I didn't really have any questions on it.
No, you'll notice that the programs line item is showing a deficit, and that is due to the fact that for basketball, we had the Connecticut Sun was going to is and did sponsor the T-shirts, so they put their logo on it along with ours, and they were going to send us a check, which they still haven't. It's probably another 2 weeks away. So we paid for it, and we're going to get reimbursed $2,000, $2,042, I think the number is off the top of my head. So what we're going to do is we're going to back out that expenditure from this line item
at some point
into special revenue, and then when the check comes, it'll be a wash in special revenue, so that'll not be a negative number anymore.
Okay. The only other finance thing, have we, I believe you went through your budget for next fiscal year. None of those items, that hasn't been approved yet, right? That's still going through the process?
Correct.
Yeah.
Yeah, there's been no CIP.
Same with the
CIP
SIP plan. Yep. Well, the SIP and your regular.
The regular budget, the mayor and I sat down with Cindy, who was taking copious notes. Thank you very much. And he's made his recommendations, which I brought with me tonight, so that once that I've added them in. His is the last column.
Damn it.
Don't touch that. All right.
Okay. It's just your recommendation. Right. Oh. That whole exercise.
All right, pull them back.
So yeah. Disregard, huh?
Can't read it. Not that you had time.
So the answer is no. Nothing has been etched in stone yet.
Correct.
Okay.
That was just the first step.
Step one of many.
Well, Lenny, the reason I ask is one of the things that we've said is that we approve something, and then we really don't ever get any feedback as to what finally gets approved. So I'm just trying to stay on top of that.
You made your recommendations as the commission on line.
Correct.
I am not going to complete that until I have the salary. I don't have any salary.
Right, because you're doing negotiations still, right?
Negotiations and some of that.
Gotcha. Yeah. Yeah, and I understand the process. We, like I said, we don't tend to get the feedback, so we're going to, I'm going to keep asking, and then we'll.
Yeah, the finance committee will make a decision as to when.
I will make my recommendations to the finance committee. Mm-hmm.
Blah, 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 blah.
What he said, yeah.
Too late, Gloria.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. Any other questions or comments?
Just for the record, I just want to say that my recommendations have not been made yet. I reviewed with most of the department heads, and I still have more to go through yet. And once I make my recommendations, it'll go to the Finance Committee, and at that point, then we can share them with each of the commissions to say what my recommendations are. I need the Board of Ed. I need the entire package.
Big picture, everything.
Yeah. Entire picture, yeah.
Thank you.
Sounds like the mayor's trying to be a mayor.
Okay, February newsletter. Oh, I'm sorry. Any other questions or comments on the finance report? All right, February newsletter.
Peter, I have a correction under the Montville's Farmers Market.
Sweet, I was just going to ask you that.
Okay, under educator vendor, there is no educator vendor this year.
So that whole line is gone?
That whole line goes.
Gotcha.
Everything else is.
That helps, actually.
Yep, thank you.
Any more Okay.
Yeah, I looked at it. It looks nice, Pete. I didn't really have any comments. I don't know if anybody else has any comments on it. I think all the programs are well represented. We updated the commissioner with Bill Barlow being the vice chair now. So, any comments on the? No. Okay. Unfinished business, projects and funding status. I kind of, you know, we our two main projects are kind of on hold until springtime comes, finishing up both our basketball court projects. So there's not much to report on that right now. Job description committee, we still have to find a date. Find a night we can go spend some time together. So, website improvement. I know we're kind of on hold on that. Pete has had some discussions. They're about ready to switch over one of the what do they call it?
The Rec-Track to the iCloud, yeah, to the cloud.
Basically, cloud-based. The main website we use to
allow
registrations and, yep, and things like that.
Yep.
So there hasn't been much any effort really put into fixing what we have. Everybody's kind of waiting till we get this new update to do some of these improvements. So
yeah, it'll certainly look a little bit different. The way people pay will be slightly different to us. There are different fees associated now with whether they use cash, check, or a card. Those have changed. Right now it's no charge for cash or check. There will be a charge going forward. And currently, using a card, there's a charge depending on, it's a percentage of what they're charging, similar to what others do, and I believe that one has, I got to go back and look at the current one, but I believe that one's going to be staying the same or a slight increase in that one. Right now we kind of eat that. What we did was increased our fees by $5, I don't know what, 10 years ago maybe, to cover those percentages when folks use their card. And it's worked out well for us. So we're looking at tomorrow or Friday with a Zoom meeting with the parent company, IT office, and myself to get some more information, how quickly it can be done. The site will be down for maybe a day or two while the transition is done. But other than that, it'll look pretty seamless. At least that's what they tell us.
That's what they tell you, right.
Yeah.
Yeah, and I'm talking to Eva a little bit. I believe there'll be a lot more flexibility for her to actually make changes to the website. Right now, I never realized this, is that she can't really, the recreation department really can't make any changes to the website. They have to be done by the IT person. It should be more friendly for the department to use, I think. Farmers market update. Kate, do you want to speak for Morgan? I will turn the floor over to you.
Oh, thanks. We had a meeting last week. Application for vendors is all set and has gone out. So we're accepting vendors, we're accepting music. We set up some theme nights. We're not going to have a theme every week. And that's about where we are.
Okay.
Okay.
June 17th opening night.
What's the planned first night this year, first farmers market?
The first for opening night?
Yeah. Well, in other words, what's the date?
The date? Oh, good question.
First.
June 24th, because... Ooh. Last year we ran into issues with graduations and things like that. So we decided to push it up a little bit so there would be absolutely no conflicts this year. So, and it's going to run until October 7th, so we pushed it out an extra week.
As a suggestion, and you know, any of us could do this, I can try and point it out myself, although maybe you're a little more better place to do it, is just point out to Public Works that later schedule this year, because I remember one of the issues in the past with spreading some grass seed and improving areas and so forth was the relatively early date of the farmer's market opening. But maybe now that this is a little later and in the knowledge of that, they could take advantage.
Yeah.
I'll see if I can speak to John if I can think of it, but if you have an opportunity to, it might be.
Yeah. So, so we're going to go open up a week later than normal.
Yeah.
Okay. Thanks. Any other on the farmer's market? Okay. Carnival committee update. Kate, I'll turn the floor over to you. You didn't go to the meeting? Okay. We did not have a meeting last month then.
You didn't go?
I didn't go. I don't know. So it might have been Deb and neither participants here. Were you were there, Pete? You want to report?
There was just Morgan, myself, Deb, and the mayor came in a little bit later, but it was just firming up some of the food vendors, getting commitments from them. We don't have any more information from the carnival company. I guess one of the questions they had was what the Democratic Town Committee was going to do, food or game kind of a thing. And they weren't quite sure. They thought like me a mini golf or something. I'm like, I don't know. What are you asking me for? But yeah, it didn't last very long because it was not a whole lot to talk about.
Yeah, I mean, the big thing I think we said last time is that we do have a five-year contract with a vendor, and we have dates for the next 5 years. So
that's been a
challenge for us.
I did update the vendor application. I updated that and sent it out, as well as the sponsorship letter. So I dated those for this current year.
Okay.
We adjourned.
Very good. All right, new business. We can skip that. We certainly can talk about it if you want. I think I get frustrated because we've been talking about trying to get a plan since last September, and we just keep talking about it. And so again, all I did is I took. If you look at, you know, that Excel sheet, in fact, it's part of this packet I printed out. Anything that we've talked about over the last 3-4 years as a commission that's been identified by the walkarounds or things we've talked about and put on the SIP plan, I basically threw them all on that one piece of paper. And I thought that would be a good starting point to turn over to CLA or whomever to get us a starting point for something a little more formal than just talking about it.
I agree it's a good starting point. These are all the things we talked about, and somehow fitting these together obviously some of these things or locations are set in stone. Obviously, we're not going to move the pavilion or something like that. But in other respects, it points out general areas, and someone with more knowledge might be able to work these over to take best advantage of the terrain or what have you. But also sequencing this, because there are some things, obviously, that are going to cost more than others. Some things that might not take place for a long time. That can't stop all progress, but we need to be able to come up with a flexible sequence, nevertheless, that allows us to take advantage of opportunities when they come up.
So that was
a good start.
That was my intent on the I made a quick comment about, you know, these are all kind of independent. You know, they may be done in independently from each other. Yeah. Like the road may never happen. Moving the road may never happen. But that doesn't mean we don't want a parking area improvements or whatever.
Yeah, it may never happen or not for a long time, but we wouldn't want to do anything that would prevent it because stranger things have happened.
Right, you don't want to go putting...
You don't want to put a parking
build something over there, right.
I mean, you know, the idea of, you know, making that change came up at one point through someone, but as we talked about it and thought about it, we realized, I think, that, boy, if anything qualifies for a state grant for an intersection improvement, that would really,
that
you know,
be
an ideal one. And so at some point, maybe we'll have, you know, in town, you know, when we're able to get, for example, the planner situation straightened out or whatnot, and someone can focus on things like that, connecting the right people to make those approaches, it's certainly doable. Yeah, I think it's a good start, and it brings us to the next step, and maybe what we'll talk about at some point now next month is how we get to that, you know, next step. I mean, you made the point last time, Rocky, that you know, even the person from CLA who would prepare, I think you made the point, even the person who prepared that plan we saw by, or those alternatives we saw by CLA a few months ago, said that, you know, we're probably not the best people to be doing this kind of thing. I mean,
correct.
You know, they do things like they design gas stations. They do, you know, they do things like that. But identifying what that right person would be, someone with that kind of, you know, landscape experience, but also in a, you know, when people talk about landscaping and gardening, they talk about starting with the bones, starting with the, you know, the basics, and then, you know, going from there. So, you know, there are certainly people who can do these things. It's just a question of
who
locating
right.
them.
So the intent is to, again, make a motion that we can vote on and say, yes, we'd like to
take it to the next step.
Take it to the next step, and then we'll
turn
it over to the powers that be and let them figure what that is. We do have some pockets of funding. I don't know if we can reallocate some of them. I think we still have $25,000 from, I think, the community center, right? I don't know how easy it is to reallocate funds or reappropriate them, but we'll have to work through that. Maybe
one thing I would like to see, though, as part of a process when we move forward to whatever this next step is whoever winds up taking it to that next step, coming up with some sort of concepts, let alone hard plans, that I think that we ought to meet with that person. You know, not maybe not formally here. We can schedule a special, or not maybe at a regular meeting, but schedule a special meeting for that purpose, and just, you know, have kind of a dialogue going instead of just saying, well, you know, here's a plan.
Here's this, and here's what I give you.
Right. I mean, this is a good starting point. That doesn't mean that a professional necessarily would take everything literally in terms of precise locations, but might have better ideas as how to best accommodate these things. And making sure that person understands what we think is really important versus where we think there's some flexibility and, you know, what we really want to see, I think would be. It's like when you're going to design a fancy house. I mean, you know, you would think that you would talk about these things with the architect, and instead of, you know, just, you know, saying, come up with a design and there we go. But
that makes sense.
Yeah.
Do you know if CLA has a landscape architect on staff? A landscape architect would be someone, in my opinion, better suited to coming up with a plan than an engineer.
Correct. I agree with that, Pete.
I'm not sure.
Or an architect.
Yeah, I'll find out.
Yeah, I mean, and for a reference point, if you go onto the Town of Groton Park and Rec site, they have, they just put together something similar for Sutton Park, which is off of Route 1, where they were adding things, you know, into their existing structure, and it clearly was done by a landscape architect, right, and not an engineering firm, you know. So, but it's the same sort of thing we're looking at doing. It was presented so you could do pieces of it, around existing items.
Exactly, and I think that's really what we've been talking about all along.
Right, and you know, I really want to stop talking about it. I really want to get something going.
Agreed, and that, you know. I totally agree.
There's more challenges, you know.
We don't want to come up with a plan as comprehensive as it might be, and then just stick it on the shelf. Like I said, for an eye-opening experience, if you ever have an opportunity, go look in the basement storeroom in the old town hall. There's a whole shelf full of various plans for different things at Camp Oakdale that got no further than a plan, and. You know, even if we can only achieve step one or step two of the plan, at least
we can get some shrubbery planted in front of the bathrooms. We'll be making progress.
I think that was one of the first things we were talking about. A couple of shade trees to replace the ones that were cut down like 6 years ago at this point.
So the intent will be to put this back on next month, and we'll go from there.
Yeah, agreed.
Communications. Nothing. Okay. Remarks from the public. Remarks from the public. Remarks from the public. Okay. Remarks from Town Council Liaison Southard.
I don't have much to say, but I do know this. I went asking around for a pickleball instructor. And do you know George Krause from Pawcatuck?
No.
So
what's his last name?
Krause. He used to be the tennis coach out at Stonington High School. He said to give him a call.
Ooh, send it to me.
Okay, so he's interested.
Good.
Okay. I was kind of surprised that he'd be willing to come all the way out here, and he's excellent at what he does.
Would you say George Krause?
George Krause.
Is that with a C or a K?
See, he's from Old Mystic. Yeah.
I was gonna say he's from the old country.
Yeah, and I'm gonna just send everybody some email information on the bond property that you probably all have been hearing about, just because there's really nobody here to talk about it with. So I'm just gonna send you all that in an email. Do not reply, so there's no meeting. And, yeah, that's about it.
All right, thank you. Remarks from Recreation Director Bushway.
I do not have anything else to add tonight.
Okay. Remarks from the commissioners. Mr. Chase?
No, nothing except to say that I'm glad that we had some useful discussion. It's too bad we couldn't actually conduct business. However, in my memory, this may have been the only time we've been in this situation.
In a long time. Correct.
So, generally, we're able to meet with a quorum, and so I don't feel too bad that slipped tonight.
Thank you, Mr. Plakis.
Mm-hmm. I have nothing to add.
All right, Mr. Stone, I just want to, I don't know if everybody knows that Mr. Plakis' daughter is a state champion in the pole vaulting.
Yeah.
Yeah?
Huh? No, I went the other way. Yeah. I went to depth.
I thank you for coming. Sorry that we couldn't really conduct a lot of business tonight.
I'm the 1993.
Thank you very much. Motion to adjourn.
No motion.
Motion's adjourned at 7:13. I like when we don't have motions.
I competed in depth.